Are your prescription drugs cheaper yet? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe, presented by ZipRecruiter. The promise was clear. No longer would it be acceptable for Americans to pay the highest prescription drug prices in the world.
We have to get the prices of prescription drugs way down. Nobody knows that process better than Alex, and we're going to get it done because it's very unfair to our country.
That was the day the president swore in Alex Azar, former drug company executive, to be Secretary of Health and Human Services, someone who would know exactly how to cut drug prices. But his proposals have gone nowhere in Congress, and so I asked an expert on this, Dr. Michael Sinha, who studies drug policy at Harvard. I asked him, since so many of these drugs are the result of government research paid for by taxpayers, how can the president not have the power to act on this? And he told me, well, the president does have the power.
The government has an explicit right to march in and specifically say, you know what, the price of this drug is way too high. And that's something that's been in place for a number of years, but the government has not ever used that power.
And whose job would it be to invoke that? Mr. Azar's?
I believe so, yes.
Well, now it all seems to come together. This is an inside job.
It's looking like that. It's just really hard to know.
Hard to know. Like so many things lately. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.